Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down into its most important points, talk about how we can apply it in our daily lives. I share my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called 10,000 Kicks. If something is difficult for you to accomplish, do not then think it is impossible for any human being. Rather, if it is humanly possible and corresponds to human nature, know that it is attainable by you as well. Marcus Aurelius. What is the key to success? Why are some people able to achieve what they want while others languish? Today we're going to talk about how Stoicism can help you develop the skills it takes to reach your goals and live your best life. When I first started this podcast, it was simply a way for me to record my thoughts about Stoicism and share what I learned with others. I'd wanted to start a podcast for quite some time, and I tried a couple of different ideas, but none of them ever really seemed to work for me, or I was so nervous about them that I didn't think they were good enough to actually put out there. So I made a promise to myself that I would just put this one out, and even if it totally sucked, I would still put it up and hopefully maybe somebody might actually listen to it. For 137 days, I did an episode every single day. Sometimes I would write down my ideas, go drop the kids off at school, and then record an episode in the car while waiting for traffic to clear up before heading into work. Some were good, some were not so good, but it really didn't matter. I put them out anyway, remembering my promise to myself that I would put them out even if it sucked. The key was to create something and to get a little better each time. When I switched to doing it on a weekly basis, I still found it was very challenging for me. Sometimes I would stress out about whether or not it was good enough, but I still made myself put it out. But I finally reached a point where I was stressing out over the quality, and I was feeling a bit overwhelmed, and I was a bit burned out, and still very insecure. And I convinced myself that I really didn't want to do the podcast anymore, and so I quit, using my desire to focus on my music as an excuse. Last summer, I was curious to see how many downloads my podcast had, and I was shocked when I saw that even after a year of no new episodes, it had almost 250,000 downloads. I was absolutely dumbfounded. I had no idea that what I had created was still connecting with people, even though I hadn't put out anything new. I thought about restarting the podcast, but I found that nagging insecurity made it really difficult to actually sit down and create episodes. And even with the numbers on my side, it still took several more months of grappling with that fear of not being good enough to actually sit down and record some more episodes. But since the beginning of this year, when I restarted the podcast, I put out some of my best episodes that I think I've ever created. I feel like my skills in writing and recording and editing have improved substantially. And I've seen the numbers of listeners grow exponentially. And more importantly, I've had scores of people contact me to let me know how much the podcast has helped them deal with some challenging aspect in their lives, and in some cases, helped them make life-altering changes. Now, through all of this, I've learned a few key secrets to how to be successful, and I'd like to share those with you today. Now, most of us want to be successful in life, and we want to master what we do. Being at the top of our game is something that most of us strive for. But so much of what we see online is about how to make a whole bunch of money with very little work. We're sold these easy promises of how to get rich quick. And I know that at times I found them really tempting, but the more I dug into it, the more I found that the promises and the ideas that they were peddling just didn't square with my ethics or sounded too good to be true. And honestly, the secret to being successful is really kind of boring. But it's often very elusive because we get caught up in trying to find the shortcut, the sexy tactic, or the secret that nobody else knows about. And the thing is it can be summed up in this single quote that I found. And it says, "How do you move forward? One step at a time. How do you lose weight? 1 kilo at a time. How do you write a book? 1 page at a time. How do you build a relationship? 1 day at a time. In a world obsessed with speed, never forget things of real worth and value take time." Thibaut. Now, the thing is to be successful, you don't have to be incredibly smart. You don't have to be clever. You don't even have to be naturally talented. What you have to be is consistent. And if you can make a little progress every single day and improve just a tiny bit every single day, you can succeed at anything that you put your mind and energy towards. Consistency is key. This last week, I attended an online workshop about how to make your podcast more successful. There were a panel of some of the most successful podcasts on the internet, and I found it really interesting and informative from the advice that they had to give. But what was also even more interesting were some of the questions that people were asking from the audience. And one question that came up in multiple ways, and it came up several times, was what was the fastest way to get more listeners? And many of the people asking the question had just recently put out a few episodes and seemed impatient because they didn't have hundreds or thousands of listeners already. Over and over, the panelists would answer with things like, just keep putting out more episodes, keep improving your craft, keep engaging with your audience. Now, the hardest part about being consistent is that things get in the way. There are so many distractions, and not all of them are bad. I mean, we all have relationships and families and jobs, and these things are important, and they're things that we also need to survive, and they are certainly worth our energy and our time. But there are so many things that are much less important, and we waste a lot of time and energy on them, and those are the things that keep us from achieving our dreams. Now, the Stoics spell out some key skills that can help free up time and energy to accomplish our goals. Now, I've said time and time again that the most important principle of Stoicism is to identify and act on the things that we can control and to let go of the things that we can't. And the most important things that you have control over is your time and your focus. And when you can control these two things, you are able to be consistent with any task that you take on, and that's how you become a master at anything that you want. Whatever it is that you want to be successful at, you take time to practice. You read books, you take courses, you seek out mentors to help you improve and to point out your weaknesses. You also limit the distractions of other things in your life that don't help you achieve your goal. You spend less time passively scrolling on Facebook or Twitter or watching the latest binge-worthy show on Netflix. The path to success is not about the newest idea or the shiniest app or whatever sexy tactic that some marketing guru came up with. It's about consistently focusing on doing good work and improving just a little bit every single day. I'll leave you with one of my favorite Bruce Lee quotes, which is, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.